In the middle of our program this evening, we want to pause for just a few minutes and visit with a dear friend who is so familiar to all of us here in Central Illinois, and now a fixture with one of the nicest groups in all of Southern gospel music. Welcome home, Rachel West Kramer.
Oh, thank you. It is good to be home.
Well, we haven't spoken in quite a while, at least not on the air, because your travel schedule is wow. If you looked on the website, thekramersmusic.com, and see you're very busy. Bring us up to date. Maybe we'll start back at the beginning, Rachel. How did the Kramers, you've been singing for a long time, how did the Kramers come to be?
Well, we started the ministry, my husband Scott and I, officially in 1998. That sounds so long ago now. And we went full time in 2000. It was mainly just my husband Scott and I. And then as the kids grew, Maria became a teenager, and she said, I want to be homeschooled my last 2 years of high school. I want to join you in ministry. So that was just incredible. And now we tell her, we can't do it without you. You can't leave us. You're stuck.
So the Kramers then is a trio. Is that correct?
No, we are actually, it's my husband, Scott, myself, our daughter, Maria, she's 21, and then her husband, Ben Wolf.
Okay, so Ben travels with the group, and does he sing with you?
He's getting ready to. He has a beautiful voice, but he plays the bass, and he plays other little instruments, you know, fun stuff that we do. But it is absolutely a rich experience to serve together as a family. It's really a dream come true.
Okay, we know about the Kramers and their music. We know about what you can do. We are very familiar with your voice. Let's back up a little bit. You mentioned Ben Wolf.
Yes.
Tell us about your son-in-law and Maria and how this all came together.
Well, we love him like a true son. He is an absolute joy. He's the most gentle-spirited, kind, and loving person I think I will ever meet. He is the son of Gerald and Donna Wolf, and he's from Morristown, Tennessee. Mm-hmm. He and Maria met at NQC, the National Quartet Convention in Pigeon Forge. And then when we were finishing up our first family album, we needed someone to do the graphic design. So we contacted Ben because he was available. The first guy that we had asked, he was too tied up. So Ben said, absolutely, I'd love to work with you guys. And he just knocked it out of the park, did a great job on the graphic design. And he and Maria developed a dear friendship. Well, then it was in December of 2016, they were married at First Baptist Atlanta with Dr. Charles Stanley.
Excellent.
Because Gerald's on the board for In Touch. And I blubbered and cried through the whole thing. It was so incredibly blessed of God. So he has just been a real gift.
So your traveling takes you many, many places, but we still call you one of our neighbors here at home. Tell us a little bit about what you do. What do the Kramers do?
Well, we travel around our country, all different parts. We love our country, but just a side note, we love it here at home. So this will be our base. We pray forever until we go home to be with the Lord. We love Central Illinois and all the people here and our great support team.
Excellent.
But God's at work everywhere. And so we get to travel sometimes over to the East Coast, West Coast, in the middle. We spend a lot of time down south in Florida and surrounding states, and then out in Arizona so far. That's kind of been the places that we've been. We just came back from a tour in Florida. We did 36 ministry concerts.
Wow.
And saw a lot of people come to know Jesus as Savior. And
excellent.
And then the bigger thing for me that we've been seeing is pastors are refreshed, or those who are hosting that do all the work behind the scenes.
Good.
And then a lot of people are, you know, experience a personal revival. So we get to visit a lot with the people. We spend a lot of time just that communicating one-on-one and hearing their hearts, listening. And so it's just a really rich and effective ministry. All glory to God.
We're going to talk about a concert you're doing for Child Evangelism Fellowship in our next segment here on the program tonight. But there's one part of your ministry that I enjoy, and it's right here at home, and it's having something to do with a boat.
Yes, so good.
Tell us about River Life.
River Life, it started back, I think, in 1996 was our first cruise.
Wow.
So I don't know, we're in 23 years maybe.
Wow, yeah.
But it's right there at the foot of Main Street, downtown Peoria. And they're sightseeing cruises, and we serve a delicious lunch. And then we have a gospel concert with obviously an opportunity for people to hear the gospel.
Sure.
We give them an opportunity to receive Christ. But it's just a real novel, fun thing to experience in this beautiful part of our country. So people are coming from everywhere. We've met people in Arizona, Florida, Montana. And when they're coming through the Midwest, they purposely plan their trips so that they can experience a river life cruise.
That's excellent. Yeah. I always say we can enjoy creation while we hear about the Creator.
Oh,
so
that's great.
It's a great way to be introduced to the Kramers, by the way. The website is thekramersmusic.com. Is that the best way to learn about your ministry
yes,
now?
Yes, it
okay.
is. Mm-hmm.
Thekramersmusic.com, and I'm looking at that, and I'm seeing three beautiful faces, and there's one in the background playing the bass, as we just
yes.
learned with
uh-huh.
Ben coming alongside. Again, our guest during the program tonight is Rachel West Kramer. They're going to be appearing very soon at Child Evangelism Fellowship's fundraiser at Grace Presbyterian Church. We'll talk about that in our next segment.